in the Vatican to announce formally that the Holy Father, Pope Leo XIV, has appointed Bishop Michael Rutter, Auxiliary Bishop of Armagh, as the new Bishop of Derry. If any of you say, thanks be to God, I know how to how to interpret it. I remember standing here and being introduced in February 2014 as a successor to Bishop Seamus Hegarty. Taking on a new task is always a daunting experience. As many of you will know yourselves, change is a challenge. But as a man of prayer, following a divine calling, as your motto states, your words this morning are, into your hands, O Lord, I commend my spirit. That's your chosen motto for your time in Armagh. I can assure you, as you've heard already, of a very hearty welcome from both the laity and the clergy of this diocese and from wider civic society. There's a long-standing tradition here of the churches being seen as valuable partners in civic society, and I was on to Bishop Andrew Forster last night, but unfortunately he's not in town today. There's great collaboration between the various religious traditions in our area. Bishop Michael, it's wonderful to have you here this morning. You bring great experience and wisdom to the new task in the Diocese of Derry. Why do I say that? As a Cavan man, Cavan, get the pronunciation right, you grew up with the experience of life, yes, in a border county and a border diocese of Kilmore. For the last 7 years, you have served as auxiliary in Armagh, again a cross-border diocese. Your early years as a priest give you over 10 years as a school teacher in a diocesan college and as chaplain in a community college. Added to your experience as a member of CCMS Council, you will have much to offer us, because here as elsewhere, education is valued. You've been on the ground with great experience in your native Cavan, native Diocese of Kilmore, as a curate, a parish priest, a VF, a member of the College of Consultors, and a chairman of the Diocesan Priest Council. In Kilmore, you then trained for and served the role of Diocesan Director of Adult Faith Formation, note the experience and background he brings, and pastoral renewal, an urgent area in our own diocese to build on what we've done so far. And since your ordination as auxiliary bishop in 2019, you've been heavily involved in many areas of the Archdiocese of Armagh, as well as on the Irish national basis. Chairman of the Council for Healthcare, very caring profession. Vice President of Accord, the Marriage Support Service. Liaison Bishop with the Irish Drugs Initiative. Member of the Interchurch Committee. Member of the Synodal Team. And of course, even more importantly, in a city like Derry, or a diocese like Derry, you bring a particular talent. You have an interest in Gaelic football and basketball and have played and coached both of these. He quit his club playing football at the age of 35. Bishop Michael, is that right? 33, sorry. Same age as Jesus. So, a lot of experience in that whole area. Education, sport, teaching in schools. You bring a wealth of talent. Now, I know, we all know, leadership is not easy in all areas of human life, not just in church. But I firmly believe that your arrival for this new chapter in the more than 850 years of the Diocese of Derry comes at a turning point where your skills and insights will be invaluable. The church here has been moving much more actively in the direction of being missionaries to our third millennium, because there's a deep hunger out there for good news. You see it in our young people. You see it in many hanging around our street corners. We're living in a time of crisis for secular society on this island. Secular consumerist agenda has faltered because it's contributed to an atmosphere of pessimism and distress for too many people. As the Bible knew centuries before Jesus, where there is no vision, the people perish. Many are crying out for his compassion and his hope. And we have many great signs of hope, green shoots, here in our diocese and in other places. In a world of poor political leaders, Pope Leo is offering a clear message that puts the common good at the centre of the agenda. And in a world of huge egos and fragile role models, he proclaims human dignity and service. So as I prepare to lay down my responsibility as Bishop of Derry after 12 wonderful years, I say to you, Céad Míle Fáilte, as we say in the Mass as Scaliga, is Banaya an Che a Tha Chacht an Anaman Chirla. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. The diocesan church that is in Derry is waiting for your leadership. Today I thank God for your willingness to respond positively to the Lord's call. Bishop Michael, as you prepare to walk among us and walk with us over a number of weeks' time, all I can say is Baal O Ye Erinobur, Er Dehir in our mask. May God bless you and your work among us.